Unit 2, File 8, Audiovisual Ads in the Teaching of Economics. Introduction. Brief history of the use of audiovisual ads and technology in the teaching learning process. Audiovisual ads in one form or the other have been used in teaching learning process from time immemorial. In earlier times, since life was very simple, simple ads were used. With the development of science and technology and its use in all walks of life, including education, a variety of teaching ads have come into vogue. Now it is universally accepted that without the adequate and proper use of ads, teaching learning process cannot be inspirational and effective. In the 15th century, Erasmus, 1466 to 1536, a Dutch humanist, theologian and writer, discussed memorization as a technique of learning and advocated that children should learn through the aid of pictures. Johann Amos Comenius prepared a book known as Orbis Sensulium Pictus, or the World of Sensuous Objects, which contains about 150 pictures of aspects of everyday life. The book is considered to be the first illustrated textbook for childhood education. This book gained wide publicity and was used in childhood education centers all over the world. Jean Rousseau, 1712 to 1778, the other educators stressed the need of pictures and other play materials. Rousseau condemned the use of words by teachers, and he stated things. He pleaded that the teaching process must be directed to the learner's natural curiosity. Pestalozzi, 1756 to 1727, put Rousseau's theory into action in his object method. He based instruction on sense perception. The term visual education was used as early as 1926 by Nelson I. Green. Eric S.B. A.S.H.B.Y. 1967 identified four revolutions in education. Education from home to school, written word as tool of education, invention of printing press and use of books, and lastly the fourth revolution in the use of electronic media, like that radio, television, tape, recorder and computer in education. Meaning of instructional ads. Audiovisual ads, educational communication technology, audiovisual media, learning resources and instructional or educational media. All these terms mean the same thing. Earlier the term used was audiovisual ads in education. With the advancement in the means of communication and that of technology, educators coined new terms. More specifically, media refers to film scripts, recordings, etc. The use of the newer terms like educational technology or educational technology is primarily due to the dynamic expansion of programmed learning, computer assisted instruction and educational TV. This revolution in the field of audiovisual education is the outcome of the development in electronics, notably those involving the radio, tape recorder and computer. Locatis and Atkinson, 1984, defined media as a means or usual audiovisual, usually audiovisual or electronic, for transmitting or delivering messages. Media includes such things as prints, graphics, photography, audio communication, television, simulating games and computer. Definition of audiovisual ads. First, Burton. Audiovisual ads are those sensory objects or images which initiate or stimulate and reinforce learning. Second, Carter V. Good. Audiovisual ads are those which help in completing the triangular process of learning, like that motivation, classification and stimulation. Third, Edgar Dell. Audiovisual ads are those devices by the use of which communication of ideas between persons and groups in various teaching and training situations is helped. These are also termed a multi-sensor materials. Fourth, Good's Dictionary of Education. Audiovisual ads are anything by means of which learning process may be encouraged or carried on through the sense of hearing or sense of sight. Fifth, Kinder and Yes Gems. Audiovisual ads are any device which can be used to make the learning experience more concrete, more realistic and more dynamic. 6. Micon and Roberts. Audiovisual ads are supplementary devices by which the teacher, through the utilization of more than one sensory channels, is able to clarify, establish and correlate concepts, interpretations and appreciations. Psychology of using teaching ads, audiovisual ads in teaching. Research done by Cobun, C-O-B-U-N, 1968, indicates the following quantity of retention by the use of various senses. First, percent of what is learned from the sense of taste. Touch. 3.5% of what is learned from the sense of smell. 11% of what is learned from the sense of hearing. 83% of what is learned from the sense of sight. Retention of what is learned is likewise related of sense experience. Observation and research by Kobul tended to show holding time as nearly content as possible, that people generally remember 10% of what they read, 20% of what they hear, 30% of what they see, 50% of what they hear and see, 70% of what they say, 90% of what they say is they do a thing. Popular saying is audiovisual ads. I forget, I hear, I forget. I see, I remember. I do, I understand. Significance of audiovisual ads. Audiovisual ads are devices of our technology, technical media or learning devices are aided devices that help the teacher to clarify, establish, correlate and coordinate accurate concepts, interpretations and appreciations and enable him to make learning more concentrate, effective, interesting, inspirational, meaningful and vivid. They help in completing the triangular process of learning. Motivation to clarification to stimulation. The aim of teaching with technology media is clearing the channel between the learner and the thing that are worth learning. The basic assumption underlying audiovisual ads is that learning clear understanding stems from sense experience. The teacher must show as well as tell. Audiovisual ads provided significant gains in informational learning, retention and recall, thinking and reasoning, activity, interest, imagination, better assimilation and personal growth and development. The ads are the stimuli for learning why, how, when and where. The hard to understand principles are usually made clear by the intelligent use of skillful designed instructional ads. According to Gandhiji, through education of the intellect can only come through the proper experience and training of bodily organs, hands, feet, eyes, ears and nose. Commenting on the use of audiovisual ads, the Kothari Commission 1964-66 observed that it should needed bring about an educational revolution in the country. It further stated that the supply of teaching ads to every school was effective for the improvement of quality of teaching. The National Policy of Education 1986 and the modified in 1992 has laid a great stress on the use of teaching ads, especially improvised ads, to make teaching learning more effective and realistic. In the words of Edgar Dale, because audiovisual material supply concrete basic for conceptual thinking, they give rise to meaningful concepts enriched by meaningful association, hence they offer the best antidote for the disease of verbalism. Values, merits, usage, advantage of audiovisual ads in the teaching of economics. Some of the important advantage of the proper use of audiovisual ads in the teaching of economics are: first, audiovisual ads are best motivator motivators to learning. Second, they provide clear images of the subject matter. Third, they are antidote to the disease of verbal instruction. Fourth, they provide various learning experiences. Fifth, they provide a great variety of experiences. Sixth, they are helpful in fixing up new learning. Seven, they provided wideness of ideas, process, and things. Eight, they bring an element of reality in teaching learning. 10. They provide lot of freedom to students. 10. They provide opportunities to students to handle the multiple real things relevant to teaching learning. 11. They increase the retentive power of the students. 12. They are based on maximums of teaching. 13. They are a great variety and can be used in a variety of situations. 14. They save a lot of time and energy both of teachers and students. 15. They meet the individual differences of students. 16. They encourage healthy classroom instruction. 17. They are helpful in promoting education on a large scale. 18. They promote scientific temper. 19. They are helpful in developing higher facilities. 20. They provided effective reinforcements. 21. They lead to positive transfer of learning. 22. They provide positive learning environment. First, best motivators. They are the best motivators. The students work with more interested and zeal. They are more attentive. Second, clear images are first when we see, hear, touch, taste, and smell as our experiences are direct. Concrete and more are less permanent. Learning through the senses becomes the most natural and consequently the easiest. 3. Antidote to the disease of verbal instruction. They help to reduce verbalism. They help in giving clear concepts and thus help to bring accuracy in learning. 4. Various experience. It is beyond doubt that the first-hand experience in each the best type of educative experience, but it is not always practicable to provide such experiences to pupils. Substituted experiences may be provided under such conditions. There are many inaccessible objects and phenomena. For example, it is not possible for the pupils living in India to see the Eskimos. Similarly, it is not possible for an average man to climb the Mount Everest. There are innumerable such things to which it is not possible to have direct access. So, in all such cases, these aids help us. Fifth, helpful in attracting attention. Attention is the true factor in any process of teaching and learning. Audio-video aids help the teacher to providing proper environment for capturing as well as sustaining the attention and interest of the student in classroom work. 6. Helpful in fixing up new learning. What is gained in terms of learning needs to be fixed up in the minds of students. Audio visual aids help in achieving these objectives by providing several activities, experiences, and stimuli to the learners. 7. Vividness. VIVIDNESS. Audio visual aids give vividness to the learning situation. A film of Buddha provides a vivid picture of his life and teachings. 8. Realism. The use of audiovisual aids provides a touch of reality to the learning situation. 9. Freedom. When audiovisual aids are employed, there is great scope for children to move about, talk, laugh, and comment upon. Under such age atmosphere, the students work because they want to work and not because the teacher wants them to work. 10. Opportunities to handle and manipulate. Many visual aids offer opportunities to stand and handle the manipulate things. 11. Retentivity. Audio visual aids contribute to increased retentivity as they stimulate response of the whole organism to the situation in which learning takes place. 12. Based on maxims of teaching. The use of audiovisual aids enable the teacher to follow the maxims of teaching, like concrete to abstract, no to unknown, and learning by doing. 13. Variety. Mere chalk and talk do not help. Audiovisual aids give variety and provide different tools in the hand of the teacher. 14. Saving the energy and time. A good deal of energy and time of both the teachers and education can be saved on account of the use of audiovisual aids, as most of the concepts and phenomena may be easily clarified, understood, and assimilated through their use. 15. Meeting individual differences. There are wide individual differences among learners. Some are ear oriented, some can be helped through usual demonstrations, while others learn better by doing. The use of a variety of audio visual aids help in meeting the needs of different types of students. 16. Encouragement to healthy classroom interaction. Audio visual aids, through their wide variety of stimuli, provision of active participation of students and various experiences, encourage healthy classroom interaction for effective realization of teaching learning objectives. 17. Spread of education on a mass scale. Audiovisual aids like radio and television help in providing opportunity for education to people living in remote areas. They also help in promoting adult education. 18. Promotion of scientific temper. In place of listening to facts, students observe demonstrations and phenomena and thus cultivate scientific temper. 19. The development of higher facilities. Verbalism promotes memorization. Use of audiovisual aids stir the imagination, thinking process and reasoning power of students and calls for creativity and inventiveness and other higher mental activities on the part of a student and thus helps the development of higher facilities among the students. 20. Reinforcement of learners. Audiovisual aids promote effective reinforcers by increasing the probability of reoccurrence of the responses associated with them and thus render valuable help in teaching learning process. 21. Positive transfer to learning and training. Use of audiovisual aids help in the learning of concepts, principles, and solving the real problems of life by making possible the appropriate positive transfer of learning and training received in classroom. 22. Positive environment for creative discipline. A balanced relation and scientific use of audiovisual aids develops motivation, attracts an attention and interest of the student and provides a variety of creative outlets for the utilization of their tremendous energy and thus keeps them busy in classroom work. In this way, the overall classroom environment becomes conducive to creative discipline. Characteristics of good teaching aids. First, they should be meaningful and purposeful. 2. They should be accurate in every respect. 3. They should be simple. 4. They should be cheap. 5. As far as possible, they should be improvised. 6. They should be large enough to be properly seen by the students. For all, they are meant. 7. They should be up to date. 8. They should be easily portable. 9. They should be according to the mental level of students. 10. They should motivate the learners. Principles in the use of teaching aids. First, principle of selection. Teaching aids prove effective only when they suit the teaching objectives and unique characteristic of the special group of learners. Following points may be kept in view in this regard. First, they should suit the age level, grade level, and other characteristics of the learners. Second, they should have specified educational values besides being interesting and motivating. Three, they should be the true representatives of the real things. Fourth, they should help in the realization of desired learning objectives. Second, principle of preparation. This principle requires that following points should be attended to. A. As far as possible, locally available materials should be used in preparation of an ad. B. The teachers should receive some training in preparation of ads. C. The teachers themselves should prepare some of the ads. D. Students may be associated in preparation of ads. 3. Principle of physical control. This principle is related to the arrangement of keeping ads safely and also the facility they are lending to the teachers for use. 4. Principle of proper presentation. This principle implies the following points. First, teachers should carefully visualize the use of teaching aids for their actual presentation. Second, they should fully acquaint themselves with the use of manipulation of the ads to be shown in the classroom. 3. Adequate care should be taken to handle an ad in such a way as no damage is done to it. 4. The ad should be displayed properly so that all the students are able to see it, observe it, and derive maximum benefit out of it. 5. As far as possible, distraction of all kinds should be eliminated so that full attention may be paid to the ad. 6. Principle of response. This principle demands that the teachers guide the students to respond actively to the audiovisual stimuli so that they derive the maximum benefit in learning. 6. Principle of evaluation. This principle stipulates that there should be continuous evaluation of both the audiovisual material and accompanying techniques in the light of realization of the desired objectives. Difficulties and problems in the use of the ads. First, lack of enthusiasm for the use of teaching ads in teachers. Second, non-availability of ads in schools. 3. Lack of facilities for the use of ads, electricity. 4. Lack of training on the part of teacher in the use of ads. 5. Costly nature of ads. 6. Lack of suitable storage facilities. 7. Non-availability of suitable teaching aids in regional languages. Classification of teaching aids. Classification 1. Projected and non-projected aids. Projected ads. First, films. Second, film scripts. 3. Apex projector. 4. Overhead projector. 5. Slides. Non-projected ads. 1. Graphical ads. A. Cartoons. B. Charts. C. Comics. D. Diagrams. E. Flashcard. F. Graphs. G. Maps. H. Photographs. I. Pictures. J. Posters. Second, display boards. A. Blackboard. B. Bulletin. 3. Final board. C. Flannel board. D. Magnetic board. E. Pegboard. PEG. Pegboard. 3. Three-dimensional ads. A. Diagrams. B. Models. C. Mockup. MOCKUPS. Mockups. D. Objects. E. Pupates. F. Specimens. 4. Audio ads. A. Radio. B. Recordings. C. Television. Audio visual and audio visual. Activity. 5th. Activity ads. A. Computer assisted instruction. B. Demonstrations. C. Dramatics. D. Experimentation films. E. Film trips. F. Programmed instruction. F. Technique machines. Classification 2. Audio materials, visual materials, and audio visual materials. First, audio materials. A. Language laboratories. B. Radio. C. Sound distribution system sets. D. Tapes and disc recorders. Second, visual materials. First, bulletin boards. Second, chalk boards. 3. Charts. 4. Drawing, etc. 5th, exhibits. EXHIBITS. 6. Film scripts. 7. Flashcards. 8. Flannel boards. 9. Flick books. 10. Illustrated books. 11. Magnetic boards. 12. Maps. 13. Models. 14. Pictures. 15. Posters. 16. Photographs. 17. Self instructional. 18. Silent films. 90. Slides. Third, audio visual material. First, demonstrations. Second, films. Third, printed material with recording sound, recorded sound. Fourth, sound film scripts. Fifth, study trips. 6. Television. 7. Video tapes. Classification 3. Big media and little media. Big media included computer, VCR, and TV. little media included radio, graphics, audio cassettes and various visuals. Classification 4, two-dimensional and three-dimensional ads. First, two-dimensional ads include blackboard, bulletin board, flannel board, magnetic board, pegboard, cartoon, charts, diagrams, flashcards, graphs, maps, photographs, posters. Second, three-dimensional ads include models, diagrams, mockups, objects, specimens, pupates, samples, and role play. Classification 5, projected and non-projected ads. See the main chart. See classification number 1. Cone of experience. Edgar Dale, the chief exponent of audiovisual ads in teaching, is the originator of the cone of experience. The diagram appears in this book, Audiovisuals Method in Teaching, 1964. All the learning experiences which can be utilized for classroom teaching are shown by Edgar Dale in the pictorial devices, pinnacle form, which he called the cone of experience. If we go up the pinnacle from the it base, we find that every ad has been arranged in the order of increasing abstractness or decreasing directness. In a simple language, it may be stated that the cone classified the audiovisual ads according to their effectiveness in communication. Ad at the base of the cone is most effective. Relative effect gradually decreases. The experiences included in the cone are the indicated below. First, direct purposeful experiences. The experiences gained through the senses are direct and purposeful. It has been implied observed an ounce of experiences is better than the tone of theory simply because it is only is an experience that only theory has vital and verifiable significance. This direct experience is gained through the ads mentioned at the base of the cone. Second, contrived experience. When the real thing cannot be perceived directly, its simplification becomes necessary. Contrived experience is like a working model which is an editing of reality and differs from the original either in size or in complexity. The real object may be too small or too big, may be confused or concrete. In such a situation, imitation is preferred for better and easier understanding. 3. Dramatic participation. In dramatic, certain real events are presented through the play. The pageant or kind of community drama usually based on local history. Pantomime or actors do not speak, make movements. Tableau or picture line scene in which all the characteristics stand still silently, and the pupils. Description of various aids. Blackboard. Significance of blackboard. Blackboard is a unique device which, in spite of newer and better devices, is irreplaceable as well as indispensable. It is the oldest and best friend of the teacher. It is a mirror through which students visualize all about the teacher's mind. This may his way of explaining, illustrating, and teaching as a whole. It is the cheapest and the most valuable teaching device and continues to be the sine qua non of our educational system. It is the most universally used aid. Writing on sand and clay was the ancient form of blackboard writing. The use of blackboard in class teaching creates an informal atmosphere and motivates learning. Teaching no longer confined to any one instructional device, it is a help to planning, to crystallizing main point and the summarizing and reviewing results. Blackboard being a simple mean of dealing with the whole class as a unit, it is extensively used during the course of the lesson. Use of the blackboard. Following are the uses. First, the teacher can illustrate his lesson on the blackboard and draw the attention of the class to silent features in the lesson. Second, the lesson can be phrased and summarized in the right manner. Abstract statement can be clarified in exposition stage and the summary containing important points can be given in the recapitulatory stage. Third, questions and problems when planning class work or approaching a new subject can be listened by the teacher on the blackboard. Fourth, pupils' interest in classroom can be stimulated by blackboard writing and drawing. Fifth, it can be put to wide and varied usage. A teacher can use it for graphs, maps, graphics, statistics, sketches, and various type of drawing. Six, it provided a lot of space for decorated and creative work. Seven, the teacher can erase writing and drawing and start fresh. Eight, it helps the teacher to focus the attention of his students on the lesson. It takes heed of varying capacities and rates of growth of the students. 9. A teacher can review the whole lesson for the benefit of the class with the help of the blackboard. Type of blackboards. Plus, first, fixed blackboards. Fixed in the wall facing the class and normally made of wood or concrete cement. Second, blackboards of on easel, EASEL. A portable and adjustable blackboard on a wooden easel can be taken out the classroom while taking classes in the open. 3. Ruler blackboards. Made of thick canvas wrapper on a ruler, mostly used for teaching higher classes. 4. Graphic board. It has graphic line and is used for teaching mathematics, science and statistics. 5. Magna board. A board which enable teachers to make three-dimensional demonstration which objects can a vertical surface. Small magnets are used to hold suitable objects fixed wherever they are put on each vertical surface. Chalkboard of different type of surface. First, paint coated pressed wood. Second, dull finished plastic surface. Third, vitreous coated steel surface. Fourth, ground glass board. Chalkboard of different color and color chalks. Color of blackboard, color of chalk. First, green chalkboard, white or yellow chalk. Second, gray chalkboard, color of chalk, yellow. Red chalkboard, color of chalk, green or yellow. Fourth, orange chalkboard, color of chalk, blue or light green. Fifth, yellow chalkboard, color of chalk, blue. Sixth, rose chalkboard, color of chalk, purple, dark blue. 7. Black chalkboard, color of chalk, any color. Effective use of blackboard. Skill in writing on blackboard. Following points may be kept in view while using the blackboard. First, blackboards should be kept clean so that writing on it could be easily read by the students from all parts of the room. Second, writing on the board should be legible. Third, letters and drawing should be large enough to be seen from all parts of the classroom. Fourth, writing should be started from top left corner. Fifth, writing should be in straight rows. Sixth, extreme lower corner of the blackboard should not be made use of as writing on it cannot be seen easily. 7. Material on the blackboard should not be covered by standing in front of it. 8. Only silent points of the subject matter should be written on the blackboard. 9. Diagrammatic visual presentation involving many processes should be prepared before the beginning of the lesson. 10. It should be ensured that the blackboard is well lit by natural or artificial means. 11. Everything needed for the blackboard should be got together before the class begin, like that collection of chalk, rulers, T-squares, compass, projector, etc. 12. While writing on the blackboard, the teacher should ensure that the class is attentive. 13. Duster and not hand or handkerchief should be used in cleaning the blackboard. 14. Occasionally, students may be asked to write or draw diagrams on blackboard. 15. Teachers should develop the ability to draw freely on blackboard the map or chart of diagram that grow before the very eyes of the students is much more useful and valuable than a well finished map, chart or diagram. 16. It should be ensured that the blackboard is periodically serviced. 4. A chart is a combination of pictorial, graphic, numerical or vertical material which presents a clear visual summary. The most commonly used types of charts include outline charts, tabular charts, flow charts and organization charts. Other type of charts are technical diagrams and process diagrams. Flip charts and flow charts are also being used. Ready-made charts are available for use in teaching in almost all area in all subjects, but charts prepared by a teacher himself incorporating his own ideas and lines of approach of the specific topic are more useful. Purposes of charts. Charts service of following purposes. First, for showing relationship by means of facts, features and statistics. Second, for presenting material symbolically. Three, for summarizing information. Fourth, for showing continuity in process. Fifth, for presenting abstract ideas in usual form. Sixth, for showing development of structure. Seventh, for creating problems and stimulating thinking. Eighth, for encouraging utilization of other media of communication. Ninth, for motivating the students. How to use charts effectively. First, teacher-made charts should be prepared. Second, students should be involved in preparation of charts. Three, charts should be no larger than every detail depicted, so be visible to every pupil in class wherever he is sitting. Fourth, a chart should display information only about one specific area in a subject. Fifth, a chart should not contain too much written material. Sixth, a chart should not contain many details. Seven, a chart should given a neat appearance. A chart should give a neat appearance. 9. When the chart is to be used in classroom, the teacher should make sure that there is provision for hanging the chart at the vantage point. 9. The teacher should have a pointer to point out specific facts in the chart. 10. Straight pins, staples, pegboard, clips, gummed hangers, paper clips, folded making tapes may all be used for fastening charts without damaging them. 11. Charts should be carefully stored and preserved for use in future. Type of charts. The following is a list of basic type of charts in terms of arrangement and the kinds of ideas which they may express. First, the narrative charts. An extended left to right arrangement of facts and ideas for expressing. A. The event in a process such as shoemaking, aisle crossing, or the like. B. The events in the development of significant issue to its point of revolution, or to present status, or something a time limit. Example: the events leading to the separation of the Bangladesh from Pakistan. The events leading to the establishment of idea that an individual should be free and that he should have a voice in his own government, and the events leading to increased regulation of business by government. C. Technology improvement over a period of years such as improvement in transportation, communication, manufacturing, etc. Second, the tabulation chart. A left to right, top to bottom arrangement of facts and ideas of expression. A. Numerical data for making comparisons. B. List of products, mountains, rivers, or the like in selected areas. Third, the cause and effect chart. Usually a limited left to right arrangement of facts and ideas for expressing. First, relationship between standard of living and such factors as economy, economic system, availability of natural resources, level of technical advancement. B. Relationship between a cultural and neighboring cultures. C. Relationship between rights and responsibilities. D. Relationship between a complex of condition and change or conflict. E. Relationship between the elected and the electors. F. Relationship between community workers and the community which supports them. Fourth, a chain chart. A circular or semicircular arrangement of facts and ideas of expressing. First, A. Transitions such as transition from raw materials of useful products. B. Cycles such as water cycles. Fifth, evolution chart. A left to right arrangement of facts and ideas for expressing. A. Change of specific item from being to date, perhaps with projection into the future examples. Origin of automobile and its subsequent development. Early basic homes and change in basic homes to date. B. Change in standard in food consumption, length of work, weak purchasing power of rupees, or the like. Diagrams. Display boards. Display boards include bulletin boards, terminal board, plastic graph board, magnetic board, and pig board. First, bulletin board. A bulletin board commend itself a visual source of information for utilizing our day-to-day practical activities and aspects of modern life. News items of current importance can be put along with other facts of importance like market trends. Flannel board. It is a rectangular board which flannel scratches over. Displays made of thin cardboard which coarse C-O-A-R-S-E sandpaper pasted in black may be sewn on the flannel and changed with the progress of the lesson. Plastic graph board. It is any smooth polished surface like plate, glass, rigid plastic sheet or laminated plastic sheet, etc. with display material made for thin flexible sheets of different color cut to required contours. Magnetic board. It is a thin mild steel sheets kept flat over a thin rigid wooden plank. Displays are cutouts made with cardboard or thin plastic sheets of the back of which are attached with thin ceramic magnets. Pegboard. It is a perforated planed hardboard. Displays could be positioned at desired point by pegs, P-E-G-S. Educational films. Broadly speaking, a film is a multiple media of communication. It presents facts in a realistic way, dramatizes human relations, arouses emotions, and transmits attitudes. A good film of economics and commerce education is very helpful in illustrating the work of an organization, the qualities of leadership, and several business operations. The Child's Film Society was established in 1955 with the specific aim of undertaking and promoting the production of educational films. Radio is a instructional aids. The potential of the radio as an instructional aid is being recognized more and more all over the world. R.G. Reynolds writes, "Radio is the most significant medium for education in its broadcast sense that has been introduced since the turn of the century. As a supplement to classroom teaching, its possibilities are almost unlimited. Its teaching possibilities are not confined to the 5 or 6 hours of the school day. It is available from early morning till long after midnight, but utilizing the rich educational and cultural offering of the radio, children and adults in communities, however remote, have access to the best of the world's store of knowledge and art. Someday, its use as an educational instrument will be commonplace as textbooks and blackboards." Frederick Wittis, W-I-T-T-I-S, was rightly remarked, "I like to think of education by radio as a timely, vital and dramatic thing, a system of learning on acquiring more information, a means of widening one's horizons or enriching one's life and breaking down prejudices through inspiration and not perspiration. An education by desire and not by discipline, a pattern of swiftly changing pictures, events with keen interpretations, not statistics and formula, a moving panorama of the world in which we live right now. While we are living in it now, a dreary drill of textbook and tests. In short, I feel that on the broadcasting most helpful contribution to education and one of the its real responsibilities to itself and its listener is the popularizing the educational itself. Television as an aid. First, availability of direct stimuli. Learning can be accomplished more effectively by televised instruction than by conventional methods. Proper use of television's illustrative technique can provide a more direct impact than a conventional lecture or textbook. This is accomplished through the direct pictorial interpretation of fact or theory, utilizing static or dynamic visualization. Pictures provided stronger and more direct stimuli to personal thought and understanding than do words. Second, consistency in teaching learning. Communication by speech is learned skill. Seeing and the thought stimuli provoked by sign being shortly after birth and comprise the base of experience on which sensory reaction and knowledge are built. Through the use of usual media, consistency is built up into the instructional systems, and thus it is more realizable for the student. Third, economically viable. Utilization of video assisted learning systems and internal video feedback technologies hold promise for meeting the pressure of information requests while at the same time maintaining favorable cost benefit. Fourth, services of super teacher. Through television, the super lecturer or master teacher is available at the number of place simultaneously without the expenses of time and toil for travel. Fifth, education of greater number. Television is capable of providing the best possible instruction for the greater number of students. Six, multiplication and magnification. Television is an instructional tool that makes possible multiplication and magnification of distance and time factors and the storage of accomplished the tested instruction. Multiplication implies the exact reproduction of an instruction situation with transmission to an unlimited number of students. For example, the magnification of distribution of live surgical technique and the magnification of minute biological reactions, especially in circumstances where normal observation would be difficult. Efficient use of educational television. Television is a complex tool for the possible development of excellent instruction. Can be effective only if properly used by good craftsmen. The key of efficient, inspirational and practical educational television is cooperation among the progressive administration, dedicated and sincere faculty and educationally aware and technically knowledgeable staff. No other media and instruction relies as heavily for quality on the interaction and interdependence of the team of experts. The manager, the educator, the artist, and the number of other persons to be selected as much as for their ability to cooperate with others as for their competence in their respective fields. It is of great importance that TV instructor or auditioned the instructor appearing on the television must be capable to accepting as assimilating criticism which they would not ordinarily receive in the classroom. The relationship between the instructor and the production expert determines the quality of presentations. The instructional expert, normally a qualified academician, too often tends to regard the production expert as the technician without any academic structure. This tendency should be curbed before any worthwhile production can take place. Television is a visual method, and the attempt of production of good instructional program without a versatile artist is to attempt to produce dairy production without the source of milk. Dairy production without the source of milk. Organization of the total effort should include, besides instruction and production, specialist and expert, program system analysis, whose responsibility it would be to analyze the educational needs of educational institutions and to recommend the most efficient use of medium. An educational psychologist should be an integral member of the team for testing and evaluating the result of the instructional method, as well as for advising on methods to be employed. A great deal of research is necessary to theorize ETV's impact on learning process. Video cassettes. Video cassettes on different topics of economics, commerce and management are available. The user simply attached the cassette player to his television set, insert a cassette and displays a button. The obvious advantage of the cassette is that it is portable and can be reused at will.